Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. You get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job, he can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, everybody? This is Aaron Carter with the Weekend Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. If you hear anything weird, that's because we're in a different location. The whole show is changing. It's a new one now, everybody. NerdReactor.com, I just said that already, all right? We're flying solo here, people. That's right, we're not in Corey Vincent's house today. We're in a strange realm. I don't know. I don't even know what this is.
Welcome to AdamCon 2014.
Wow. You heard his voice. That is Steven Gutierrez here with me today.
What's up, people?
Joining me as well with Steven, we have Jerry PaneriCon.
Hi, I'd rather be playing Smite right now.
Wow. Wow. And Corey Wait.
This is the first time he's not here.
This is the first time we've done a show without him. That's crazy.
We don't need him. He could be replaced.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
We call him Lord. I mean,
did you say? if you want, you can check us out on Twitter at Video Game Bang. What am I saying? If you want, of course you want to.
You better.
We're on Facebook at Video Game Bang Bang twice. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom. And I think that's it, right? That's pretty much it.
Tumblr somewhere?
Yeah, it's something. There. It's a holiday. Yeah, we got a YouTube, The Video Game Bang. Videos should be coming up there. Don't look at the crappy one of the League of Legends that's already on there. That's
Actually watch it and laugh at Corey and Aaron.
240p,
I'll be working on that anyway.
Not the best video.
Today's episode, we've been giving the PC a whole bunch of love. And
I love my PC.
We need to go back to our roots. And our roots.
With the goots.
What is that?
Wow, he's
Stephen Goots. No.
So anyway, we need to go back to our roots, the consoles, and I've got
enough
a couple
of dark side.
Yeah, we've got a couple of stories. We've got a couple of lists, couple of stories that we're going to be shooting.
Lisps.
Yeah, just a little bit, because we want to show the people some love. We're not all PC all the time. I mean, that's just crazy, right?
It's insane.
Yeah, we were against the PC before, right?
Until they started yelling at us and everything like that.
Yeah, no.
And then you and Corey tucked tail and ran.
We didn't tuck tail and run.
Now we're all brethren.
Wow. So we're all in the same boat pretty much. But I just got an email saying that my Xbox Live expired.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Let me play the smallest violin for you.
I'm not sad about it at all. I've been playing other games and... You know, I've been playing other games.
But you can't download the free games with gold.
Yeah.
Deadlight.
I don't really need
that. But it's free.
I don't really need that. You know what I do miss?
The free.
You know what I do miss? I do miss the free Xbox 1 month cards we used to take out of the
The Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, that was good.
Working at that game store.
It was GameStop. We can say that.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, we can say
it. Yeah, Corey's not here.
Right. Yeah. No rules, everybody.
It's a new show.
No rules. Yeah. Let's see what we got here.
All right. What's the news?
The news, yeah. Yeah, it's not really news. We're going to be checking out some of the upcoming games. We'll start with the PS4. And this is for 2014, everybody. The PS4 for the 2014. Let's see if any of these tickle your fancies. You both have PS4s, right?
I do not.
I do.
Wow, Jerry.
I
love
it.
What did you play originally on the PS4, Jerry? Go ahead and tell us.
I play the free games like Warframe. It's amazing.
But we can get that on the PC, though, can't we?
Yeah, you can get it on a PC, but it's pretty good on consoles, too. The last game I beat was Infamous.
Infamous, okay.
And then I beat Tomb Raider again. Same thing.
Did they add any DLC to that one?
No.
Or was it just... Okay,
it was like... overhauled like graphically and it just looks amazing.
So more boobs.
That's what you're into. It's more boobs.
I like older Tomb Raider boobs. It was bigger.
More voluptuous.
Boobalicious.
Terrible.
Bodacious.
Bodacious.
Okay, we're gonna test out this list. So upcoming games 2014 PS4. The first one on this list is Octodad, Deadliest Catch coming out April 22nd.
Oh, man. I've seen so much video gameplays of this.
Have you not seen Octodad?
Octodad.
Oh, my God. You need to see this. Like they try to move, like, each limb and try to get him to do, like, objectives. And it's, like, so hard to do.
You're an octopus that has a business suit on.
Okay.
And you're dead.
And you're dead, clearly. And it says, the absurd premise of Octodad puts players in the role of a married octopus just looking to fit in with the human society. So, yeah, you're an octopus trying to fit in. And you literally move like an octopus. You're, like, squirming around, and you have to deal with
squiggly
suction cups on your hands and stuff like
each
that.
Limb, it looks like a fun game.
I thought you said Deadliest Catch.
Octodad.
Yeah.
Deadliest Catch, yes.
That's the title.
I was thinking it was like an actual Deadliest Catch game.
No, it's not a Deadliest Catch game.
Octodad. I was like, why are we going into these guys' backstories?
It's a single-player game. I don't know. This is nothing that's going to excite me about anything.
To me, I think it might be one of the free games in the upcoming months.
It probably will be a free game.
Because PS4, they released Mercenary Kings like a month ago. And then this month, they gave it out for free.
What's Mercenary Kings?
It's like a Contra Metal Slug type game.
Okay. I've still never heard of it.
It's pretty fun.
I've never heard of it. Octodad?
Octodad?
Yes?
Yeah.
No, it can't be indie.
I think it's indie.
It's a very strange concept, but I like outside the box.
It's very...
You've got to see the gameplay footage of it.
I seen the octopus with the business suit, but I thought that was like from something else.
No.
Octodad.
April 22nd.
You couldn't get Octomom, huh?
No. Wow. That's terrible. That's horrible.
No? It's a game where you're a vagina?
April 29th. Moving right along. April 29th, we have for the PS4.
Just sliding out.
That's terrible.
Put a quarter in the baby pops. All
right, moving on.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2, April 29th for the PS4, people.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not excited about that because I want to see the movie.
You're not excited? You're not excited, you say?
Jamie Foxx is a Smurf? Really.
You don't want to see Jamie Foxx in a video game?
No.
Just because you're racist.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're racist. of course, we know...
keep my games pure.
Wow.
That's so racist.
Of course, you know Spider-Man 2, of course, just based off the movie. Spider-Man is coming out this summer. You're just going to be playing an open world of Spider-Man, I'm guessing. So Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out soon. Sony has released developer walkthrough. Show what's new about the Spider-Man game. For one, slinging finally attaches to actual buildings instead of invisible points in mid-air. Also, Spider-Man can move through the city quickly by web-slinging. In terms of combat, Spider-Man has now to face enemies in open environments instead of linear, smaller rooms. Spider-Man...
Are you reading the...
The game description summary.
Yeah, for Spider-Man... Two for
it like sounds game. Like any other
because Spider-Man
game.
2 did that I'm, same
this
stuff.
Is what
yeah,
they're
it sounds like any
hey,
other Spider-Man
hey
game
this is what they're touting as what's going to be because new and cool for
new?
Spider-Man
2 you had to get the buildings or else you couldn't web sling.
I'm reading it off the website, people. Says he does his best impression of Batman and you can sneak up on foes, but instead of how the Cape Crusader handles things, Spider-Man sneaks up, slings enemies in his web,
and
then punches them.
He puts this white goo in your face.
Gross.
And then,
that's April 29th, everybody. Spider-Man Dose. That does just sound like regular
Spider-Man 2, right?
From
the game was amazing.
Yeah. So this one is probably going to be just as good. I mean, just, I guess, with better graphics?
I mean, I heard with the first Amazing Spider-Man, one of the downsides was like, you couldn't go to the tallest building, jump off, and then just plummet to your death.
Why?
Like, right before he would hit the ground, it would go to, like, a automated him swinging, like, out of there, so he didn't die.
Hmm.
I also heard about this game that they canceled the Xbox One version indefinitely.
Which is crap.
So it's not going to come out on Xbox One?
I wonder what that's reasoning. It's probably something to have to do
Sony
with...
Sony movies? No.
So oh, that makes a little sense.
But no. I don't know, because...
I don't know.
Do they have that much right? But why would you pull it away from Microsoft? Like,
I don't know. But I've heard rumors. It's around on the internet.
On the internet, because you can believe everything you hear on the internet.
Yeah. Everything on the internet is true. We all know that. So not getting this game, everybody. We're just passing it.
I'm not a big fan of movie to games type game.
I mean, I would have to see like reviews after it comes out, but it's not day one purchase. It's probably not even a purchase. More like a rent.
Demo. Next one, April 29th as well. On that same day, you have Daylight, this terrifying PS4 and PC game from Zombie Studios, promises to be a thrilling experience. It will also feature integration with Twitch and give chat participation and the ability to influence the game with a variety of effects.
I'm definitely
I was about to say, is Twitch man. People that don't know right now, Jerry is wearing a Twitch sweater.
Yeah, at the Twitch store, you go buy it.
Wow, how much did that cost?
That's a B. That's just
I bought it a while back when they had this the hurricane relief for the Philippines.
So
all the proceeds were going to their Red Cross donation.
Not bad. Yeah.
It's good.
More of the summary. It says, even with the name like Deadlight Zombie Studios, I read that sentence all terribly. Even with the name like Deadlight, Zombie Studios' upcoming procedurally generated survival horror title is surprisingly dark. That must be why the development feels like it needs to show more of us of the game. Yeah, whatever. I can't even read today. This is so terrible.
You are terrible.
The following trailer showcases the game, but you can't see the showcase
hashtag
of the game.
Corey back.
Yeah, I know, right? No. I know, right? It's terrible.
That's why all the white men have the shows, Aaron.
So, terrible.
So Daylight and Deadlight's a different... Wait.
Different game. Daylight and
is
Deadlight.
Daylight the one by...
Zombie Studios?
The Dead Island
Dead
people?
Island people?
No.
Which one is that?
Forgot that one.
That game is something different. This one, Daylight, is by Atlas. Published by Atlas. Development is by Zombie Studios. One player. Action adventure.
Is it like arcade?
Survival horror. It is an arcade game. $9.99.
That's not bad.
Procedurally generated.
That's a good... It's a good new thing.
If you haven't seen like screenshots or anything like this, it shows you with a cell phone, and that's your only source of light, and that's what you're holding out in front of you the whole time as you're going through these horror environments.
Is it kind
of
like Outlast?
Kind of like Outlast. It looks that indie, yes.
Okay.
But it's actually coming out on the consoles as opposed to just, you know. Outlast. I mean, Outlast came on the consoles for that free game.
Free?
Yeah.
For free?
Horror game Deadlight. What's next after that? 29th looks like April looks like a big month, because April 30th you get Child of Light, Ubisoft.
What's with all these light titles?
I don't know.
Deadlight, Torchlight.
Ubisoft's UbiArt framework is a flexible engine that has so far only given birth to more recent Rayman titles. Child of Light will take the tool set in another direction with RPG gameplay and a watercolor aesthetic. So we're looking at RPG with watercolors.
I actually heard that this was the colors were supposed to be like one of the big draws to this game.
The colors?
Yeah, like I guess the way it looks.
Well, me, I'm colorblind, so I'm not drawn to this game.
That's horrible. All right, after the break, I guess we're going to go on to the Xbox One. See what we got going on there. Stick around for more Weekend Bang.
Hey, if you like the show, don't forget to recommend us to a friend. Tell them you can check us out at nerdreactor.com, follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, and give us a like on our Facebook page, Video Game Bang Bang. Now back to the show.
I don't remember.
Okay, that's terrible.
You say
we are back with a Weekend Bang, and I'm tired of hearing these two sing every song in the book.
It's
That karaoke night?
Yeah,
no, it is definitely not karaoke night.
It's not amateur night at the Apollo?
I have got the pizza burps. We're still at Adam's place, everybody.
AdamCon 2014.
With KettleCon.
We are giving all our attention to the consoles because the PC has been getting so much love over the past weeks.
So much love.
And we went over some of the... it's a huge list of PS4 games that was coming out. We only went over some of them. But now we're going to switch our attentions to the Xbox One. I call it the X1.
Yeah.
I call it the X-Bone.
X-Bone.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever you want to call it. When I was looking through some of this list, pretty much were the same humdingers. Number one was like Child of Light. Saw it on the other one. Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein. Watch Dogs. Murdered Souls. UFC. It took me a long time to get through the list and be like, oh my gosh, there's
a new one.
Yeah, there's a new one. First one, Golf Club. No play on words there. Golf Club.
That's exactly what
it is. Yeah. It's the Golf Club. That's what it's called for Xbox One, the Golf Club by friggin' HB Studios sports game.
Was Tiger Woods 2000?
Is this supposed to be a rival with the Drive Club of PS4?
It's the direct competitor to...
Drive Club?
No.
To
Tiger Woods, yeah. Oh.
Tiger Woods,
yeah. Says taking golf gameplay to the next generation, which I have no idea how you're supposed to take... golf to the next generation.
So on career mode, can you cheat on your model wife? No?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, too soon.
Zinger!
Too soon. I'm not even going to go into more on this one. That's dumb.
Who cares about golf?
Guacamole Super Turbo Championship.
Guacamole?
You're racist?
I'm sorry. It's guacamole.
Guacamole, the beaner.
Wow.
Expedition.
That's that action arcade game, right?
Yeah, it's actually pretty fun.
By Dink Studio, Dinkbox Studio.
Lots of internet memes on there.
It's a platform. It's a platformer. Isn't this one coming on Xbox One? I mean, PS4 as well?
I believe so, yeah.
Maybe.
I think it's supposed to go to all platforms because it's already on all the last
And
gen.
It's been out. Yeah, it's already been out on
it's
the Xbox
It's on Wii
60.
U. Right?
That's not really a big...
Is it on Wii U?
Yeah.
I
tested it.
The direct competitor for the baseball game on the PS4 on the Xbox One is called RBI Baseball 14.
Never heard of it either.
It's a new one. New series coming out, but I mean, it's the same different
thing. Just stick to TK, because that's also a good baseball game, but the show is a lot better.
Yeah, the show is definitely the superior one. We would tell customers all the time that was
the
better
one. They need to make a Blitz
version. If you
got
Sony, just get the show.
MLB Blitz? Where you tackle people and throw balls at their face?
They tried that with the
balls to the face?
That's terrible.
No?
big one coming out, Project Spark for the Xbox One.
There was a beta on the Xbox One.
Did you get it?
I signed up. I was going to play it, but it keeps freezing.
I've seen good footage of this game. Like somebody actually made Minecraft.
No way.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
I know it's one of those type of games.
It's like a little big planet. You make a game within a game.
It's actually sounded...
Inception?
Yeah.
Gameception?
Gameception.
What's that game? It sounded like EverQuest Next.
How dare you?
Landmark.
It's no EverQuest Next.
No, where it's like smooth and the terrain and everything that you build. EverQuest Next.
I wonder, is it a voxel-based game?
I don't know if it's voxel. What the hell is voxel?
Voxels are little blocks.
Blocks like Minecraft. No, it's not like that.
It's not that?
You can make it like that.
Aren't those just elephantitis pixels?
No, they're called voxels, sir. Project Spark is a game in which players can create their own video game using tools such as Kinect and Smart Glass. And that's all the description it gave me.
Project Spark, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. The project where you spark.
It looks interesting, though, the videos that they showed.
What are you sparking?
It says, making...
You son of a bitch.
Wow, making game... Wow, that's terrible.
Everybody wants to steal my stuff.
Making
John,
games
John Wynn,
is hard.
I came up with that, all
right? Wow. Don't be that
Don't
guy.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
I wish I was high on pot news.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that... I did see the gameplay of this, and it does look pretty cool. I wonder how in-depth it's going to get, though. Like, can I write the code for the AI? I don't think so.
I don't know.
What game can you write AI yourself?
Something on
without
the PC, maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
Like Little Big Planet, I didn't know you
I don't
could
know.
Do a lot with that.
Well, then, if you can't write you know, like, code? I know you probably can't get in-depth because that'll probably scare players away and stuff like that. Can I at least give them, like, personality traits? Like, give me a whole list of a whole bunch of things that I can choose.
And these
I
want, orcs are angry. Yeah. But happy.
You know? Or
at the same time.
So whenever you play my game, it feels a little different from Jerry's game or something like that.
Hmm, that's an interesting concept.
Instead of
there's going to be a whole bunch of boobs everywhere.
Wow. Jiggle yeah, physics. That's why I want my game to be definitely
jizzle,
different.
Jizzle physics.
Jizzle physics.
That's so terrible. Next one, we have Sniper Elite Thrace.
Could be good. Number two was really good.
That was the one where you go into slow motion.
And that was the one where you could kill Hitler if you get the DLC.
Oh, they had Nazi zombies on there too, right?
Yes? Yeah. No, it did not. I don't know.
I think so.
The only thing I remember about that one is the slow motion kill cams. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was where satisfying. You could
puncture through their skulls.
Yeah,
and
that was like crazy. That needs bones. To be just like in Call of Duty or something like that.
Yeah.
They took that out of the World War One. Call of Duty. Well, it was on, slow motion, but
if you tried it on like the hardest difficulty, and it's like the win is a factor and aiming up and down. And
that should be in all sniper games.
It is so hard.
You got to make them realistic, don't you?
It's a video game.
The Quick Scope Edition.
Well, one of these games, well, this game right here has been getting a small little buzz on the internet because of how freaky it seems. The Evil Within. This game here says, while investigating the scene of a gruesome mass murder, Detective Sebastian Castellanos? I don't know how to say his last name.
Castellirock, really?
Casablanca?
And his partner encounter mysterious and powerful force. After seeing the slaughter of a fellow officer, Sebastian is ambushed and knocked unconscious. When he awakens, he finds himself in a deranged world where hideous creatures wander around. The dead can't read. And he's fighting
the alive
survival.
Can't read either.
I swear, it's like I apologize if this the text is so small.
His prompter is off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The prompt is off.
Just pause it here. We'll bring it back.
To sum it up, Sebastian embarks on a frightening journey to unravel the truth behind the evil forces. The graphics like on this Hill? Look crazy. Yeah, like I don't know.
To fight the evil within.
The graphics on this look crazy.
It looks really, really good.
Frightening.
Yeah.
I thought the Resident Evil 4 guy was part of this project.
Ooh, developed by Tango Gameworks.
Tango and Cash?
Published by Bethesda Software. I don't know. Is there a specific name you're looking for?
Something Japanese?
That's a lot of names that
something,
can go into
something
it.
Something Matsumoto?
Wow.
No.
Something Hiroshaki.
Yes, it doesn't look Japanese. Thing.
Hiroshi
Maru.
Like you can usually tell the Japanese horror type of feel whenever they have their horror games and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's always like yeah, a chick it, with long hair.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Little girl,
or like a lot of pale hair. White. Yeah. You know, little faces kid. And stuff like that. This doesn't look like that. This looks like gritty Saw type of horror.
Yeah, it looks really Silent Hill style.
And
which is good.
Yeah, I don't
and
see
bad
any,
for me because I don't like those games. They freak me out.
Yeah.
See, I can deal with horror games because I'm in control. I can't deal with really like horror movies because I'm sitting and taking it. Yeah.
First of all, you're saying horror and then you're talking about taking it.
Sitting there and taking it.
But this is a new, it's a new story. Usually with horror games, it's like you're looking for something or something like that. This is cool how you're a detective. You and your partner were in there. Your partner's dead now, clearly. And then you as Sebastian Castellirock have to figure out what happened. The developer is probably pissed off.
Yeah, like, take your gold hand and fight.
Yeah.
Fight these demons.
Yeah, exactly. While your incestuous son freaking rules the kingdom.
But so games like this, though, that are linear, they turn out pretty good. I don't know. Scary games have to be linear.
I mean, it has to have a good story, definitely. Because a horror game with a bad story is just, I don't know. What's that game that I played? Obscure 2. That was terrible.
I remember when you were describing Obscure 1.
Obscure
really
1 is awesome.
I never even heard of this game.
Obscure 1, you play some... To tell you a little bit about this, because I know Alex Bags loves when I tell people about Obscure. Obscure 1, you played 6, I believe, high school students. And your high school...
Japanese?
I don't know. What?
Are they Japanese?
Are they Japanese?
No, they're American.
Are they turning Japanese?
No. One is Asian.
Do you think so?
Wow. You play these six high school students, and something crazy is going on with these plants around your high school. And you're stuck in your high school after school is clearly over. And you have your six characters that are like different traits. Like there's one that's a jock, so he's extra strong. There's one that's black? A nerd. He can hack into stuff. Is one that's black? A thief. He can pick locks.
That's racist. I'm going to say
he's black on that one. Yeah, you're racist. Mexican. But the thing that was cool about this whole setup was if your character died, the ending changed. So it was permadeath with characters.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That's good and bad. It's sad.
So it kind of gave you replayability just in case, you know.
Did it autosave?
Yeah, it did autosave. Oh, God. It did autosave, which sucks.
Because if you got to the end, then it's like your favorite character just died right there.
I think like a hub place where you can save. You had to walk all the way back to this certain room that was just away from everything, and then you would be able to save. But it was good. The story was good. The janitor had a shotgun in his closet for some strange reason.
He was like, one of these days, these bastard kids are gonna get.
Yep. Call them by.
But it was good. Like
too soon, Jared.
You would go through the school, and then you run into like some type of puzzle that you couldn't get through, and you're like, oh crap, I need the jock for this one. So I need to go back and get somebody that's stronger because he'll be able to push that out of the way or something like that. And like you utilized every character for different stuff. What sucked is when you couldn't get to certain areas because that guy is dead. But there was never a place where you felt like I couldn't go through this area because I lost that character.
But you could still progress.
Oh, so yes, you can always progress. Yeah, there was always a way to get through someplace.
But if you would have had that character that's alive.
Yeah, and it was a small indie game, you know.
Wait, was that indie, really? Was that the one where it was like, one of the characters had a backpack, and they got to carry more things.
I don't think anybody had like a backpack. Like
one of them knew how to pick locks.
Well, I just said that.
Yeah, he just
went. Oh, no, because
the jock was stronger.
I think I played a demo of that.
No, because
they were just picking up random stuff and trying to.
Part two, they killed the whole thing. They took away the permadeath thing because your characters literally just died during cutscenes. So, at the end of it all, there was only two characters left.
Spoilers!
And then you can kind of save almost anywhere. You would go up to this flower that was a save flower, pretty much. And then you would, like, activate it. And yeah, it was a typewriter. And then you would pass out. You and your co-op player would pass out. And then it would go to the save screen. And then you'd wake back up. And that's how they did it. It was stupid.
That's actually an interesting way to do a save knockout flower. What do you keep going to this flower?
Let me pick up this flower.
Makes no sense.
Clearly, yeah.
Smells like.
But hopefully, the evil within will take some liberties and do some new things with the survival horror genre because that genre it really hasn't been represented enough on the consoles, at least. PC has a lot of good ones, Slender Man, and then the one that came on the console the PS4. What was that one, Jerry?
Binding of Isaac.
No,
Warframe?
No, not Warframe. The one they gave for free.
What horror game?
You just said it. Outlast.
Yeah, there you go.
What else we got on this list?
That was a good one.
Terrible. Destiny.
Woo!
That's a good one.
That's your MMO shooter type of thingy, Mabobber.
I like to think of it as Borderlands with Halo graphics.
That's a very good observation.
You're welcome.
I don't think you can even get better than that. Borderlands with Halo graphics, everybody. That's what I'm worried about. We got bored with Borderlands.
Yeah, part two.
I mean, it kind of gets repetitive. I mean, the thing that actually is drawing me towards Destiny is the fact that it kind of seems MMO-ish.
Drop in, drop out.
Drop in, drop out. They're gonna have those instances that just happen anywhere. Like when we saw the demo from E3, how that giant.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened, and then other people
random
walk in.
Events.
Yeah, random events are always good.
That's awesome. But I hope it's like limited because I don't want to go through like a boss fight, get my ass kicked, but
then
I still win,
one.
And then all of a sudden just giant like Skyrim. You know, I was like,
yeah,
you kill like freaking all these trolls, and then a dragon comes out of nowhere. You're like, shit,
so inconvenient.
I have no mana. I have no potions. I'm dead.
It's pretty cool that they have magic kind of mixed with this sci-fi element with everything, though.
Oh yeah, I liked it when it was called Mass Effect.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, am I wrong?
Mass Effect 1.
I just hope the ending's better.
Mass Effect 1 had a magic element to but it didn't feel like they really, I don't know, expanded on it until part two. And then part three, they just like really bursted it open with a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. In Mass Effect, I didn't use any of the magic abilities until three because I didn't care for it.
Yeah,
one.
See,
two, I was like, I was a soldier in one, so I'm just going to go with this. I never tried it. But three, I was like, engineer, biatch, bam, freaking burning everything up.
You guys are talking about the single player version, right?
Oh, yeah, because Jerry only bought three for the multiplayer. He never played any of the other ones.
I never even played the story of part three.
So terrible, Jerry.
It was good, though.
I don't even know what the story is about.
So good. It's about the Rebus.
Clearly, it's about four players that are stuck on one level with waves of enemies that come at them.
I can't believe you bought that game, too. At $60.
But it's so fun.
It was actually a very fun multiplayer. I don't understand why... people say that multiplayer takes away from the single player. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Gerald O'Connor, I'm talking to you. Destiny.
Javier Herrera, you too, you bastard.
Yeah, Javier as well, too. Those two are definitely in the same camp. Destiny is definitely one I think everybody's going to get, but I don't know if I'm going to get that on the PC.
Punch you in the face.
You
better not.
Dragon Age Inquisition. The Inquisition. Yeah, this is coming up, people. Did anybody play Dragon Age 2?
I bought Dragon Age Origins, Ultimate thing.
There's no reason to buy Dragon Age Origins.
And I regret it.
I played a little.
Uh-huh.
I got to the first camp, and I never picked it up again.
That's
exactly where I left off.
Oh, wait. Was that the...
That's number one.
That's number one? Yeah. We're pretty much in the same
And I never boat. Got back to it. That's it.
You won't want to get back to it now because it looks terrible.
It's terrible.
It looks so bad.
So terrible.
When I went back to it, all the characters' teeth look like they're wooden.
Wow. George Washington?
Yes. It looks so like archaic that it's just like, why did we ever play this game in the first place? I think there was maybe one dragon or so.
Yeah, I read through in the Civic last time.
Was it Game of Thrones? Is dragons at the end of the game?
Number two felt more like an action game. Like you could smash the button
Which
away.
Which is why I wanted to play number two.
It's good. I would play it.
I don't like the PC style of click.
I didn't either.
Auto attack.
Yeah, see? And we're in the same boat
there. So boring.
The action in part two, a lot of people didn't like. I understand because they were so used to the way that part one was. But to me,
skill based,
the way it was semi because it still kind of felt like it was. I don't know. It wasn't
locked on my.
Yeah. It was, and with mage classes, to me that felt like that's how a mage class should always be in all different type of RPGs. But
I think I remember playing that
because it felt like an action.
Because like even if as a mage, you can still put up like. Physical damage too, right? Because you had like that weird staff thing.
I don't know. It just seemed like you were throwing stuff like you were hitting something in front of you.
Did it play like Two Worlds?
Two Worlds. No, it was a lot faster.
Faster?
Definitely more faster. Dragon Age Inquisition is the third installment of BioWare's popular Dragon Age franchise. The game utilizes DICE's Frostbite 2 engine. And promises a massive world to explore, deep customization, great combat, and choices that actually matter.
Welcome to Fallout.
Super Mario 1 didn't have choices that matter.
Yeah, if you fell down, you died. Lost all your lives.
If you chose not to jump.
Who chose?
You died. Goomba ate you.
Yeah.
Start
back on World at
One. What are we thinking about choices in games? Is not enough of them in the games lately?
They have to have good effects, like
Fallout.
Like Fallout, prime example.
Yeah.
Because a lot of games now have like the linear, like no matter what you choose, it's gonna happen regardless. And it's like, what? Why do I even
like,
have to choose then?
Like the beloved Walking Dead, I found out that no matter what you did, the story's just gonna go this way.
That sucked so hard.
Yeah, man. Because like one of my favorite characters in the beginning was that Carly chick. And I couldn't change her fate, and I felt like
you couldn't talk her out of anything.
Well, there was in Dragon Age 2, depending what class you chose, was kind of how the story was
steered,
because you had like so say you were a mage, you had a sibling that was going to be a warrior, and kind of like vice versa, if you're a warrior, you had a sibling that was a mage, and it played very heavy into the actual storyline because there was like a I don't want to say civil war, but there was a war between mages and Templars. So kind of what you were was kind of what side you were kind of choosing in this war or whatever.
See, I played a game like that on the PS2. It's called Radiata Stories or Radiata Stories. Radiant Stories. Uh-huh. Whatever. It was like you get to a certain part of the game and you have to like choose to either like slay these dragons is what's like something you wanted to be. You wanted to be like a knight. So if you slay all the dragons, you're like the strongest ever. Or you
were Hulk, huh?
Or you save them and like kind of fight with them to preserve them. And it causes like a rift. So like the two main characters in the game, like if you choose to kill them, the girl that you're with is like, I don't want anything to do with you.
Same
kinda,
thing. Yeah.
The whole story changes.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it was such a good game. And if they put choices like that, that change the dynamic of how the game turns out. That's the type of choices they need to put in them.
Well, it says a plot from this Dragon Age. It says from leaked information, of course. The Empire of Orlais, I could be saying it wrong, is riven by civil war. The Chantry is divided. The Templar Order has broken away from the Mage Circle, has rebelled. I read that wrong. The Templar Order is broken. The Mage Circle has rebelled. Some unseen forces is manipulating events, bringing about disorder and destruction. Out of the confusion emerges the Inquisition. According to the leak, you'll play as the leader of the Inquisition. You can make your character a rogue, warrior, mage, and set up your crew from up to 10 complex companions to lead them against those who attack you by... What is that word?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't read it either.
The screen.
Yeah.
Ah. Aaron, systematically, duh, Aaron, systematically spying on them, revealing
English,
and destroying them. Yeah, it seems like it's in the same universe, of course, and you still got that funk with the mages and the Templars that are kind of just brewing, I guess. Players will also be able to pick a race of their character again, unlike Dragon Age 2. So now you can actually be that horned-looking thing that looks weird, or an elf? I don't know if there were elves. I didn't play long enough to see if there were elves in the game. And I was always a human and that type of thing, so.
Yeah, because humans are the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Racism.
Save files will be handled by a new feature called Dragon Age Keep. It would be an area where players can learn about the history of the game, learn about the races, and the most importantly, make all the decisions featured in Dragon Age Origins and Dragon Age 2. So I'm guessing they may move everything over. I don't know.
What? How?
I don't know.
But I thought the choices and stuff that you made in the other ones didn't even matter.
They don't, because they're two separate stories. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why this is.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Moving on.
It is here that players can recreate the settings from the previous games or build a new world in different decisions. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't see how that's going to tie in, but you know, we have to see until that game comes out. Now we have Project Totem.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it, so we're going to keep going because we're running low on time here. The Crew.
It's the car one.
Nobody knows the Crew.
No. I know Couscous.
Anyway, it's off the regular show. Childish Gambino, Tyler, the Creator, and they were rappers on there. Crew. Never mind. Right. Middle Earth, Shadows of Mordor.
Looks interesting.
Play the guy that gets killed, or his family gets killed, comes back from the dead, something like that.
Can you walk to Mordor in that game?
Do you have to take something to a mountain? Because that seems like...
A ring, yeah. You have to take a ring to a mountain.
The whole premise of all the movies is to get to a mountain.
Pretty much.
Kill something.
You got Alien Isolation.
Yeah, nobody cares about
Aliens. Wow, okay, that doesn't tickle your fancy?
No, it doesn't tickle your fancy.
Assassin's Creed Unity?
Unity!
Terrible.
It needed to be done.
Mad Max, what about that one? We're going a little...
That's supposed to be like Fallout-y, but... Mel Gibson's not a part of it, so...
Oh, well then I'm done.
Yeah.
Done.
Neither is Tina Turner.
Then we have a game called 1001 Spikes.
Ooh. And it's a... About
this game,
over 1,000.
It's clearly about spikes, 101 of them.
That sounds like
a platformer.
Yeah, old school platformer.
Yeah.
1001 Spikes is an 8-bit retro-styled, hardest, extremist, craziest platformer action puzzle adventure.
Is it like Impossible Game?
Probably. Simple, intuitive rules, elaborate level designs, various fierce traps, it says three times for some reason.
Emphasis on the traps.
Return to golden years of video games. No one can beat this game except you, it says.
All right.
You are the chosen one.
These games are fun, like Super Meat Boy.
Frustrating.
Yeah, they're very frustrating. But I don't know. I still kind of like these games. They take me back to the old school.
No, screw that. Those,
you didn't have save files.
I'm going to say it. I hated Mega Man.
Wow.
Wow, how dare you.
Wow.
Because I was like, I never could get past a level. It was crazy difficult.
And then when they remade the new Mega Mans, like Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10, to put them out on...
I think the only one I've ever beat was Cut Man.
I don't even know which one.
Really? You never beat any other Mega Man?
I don't think I've ever
beat any other level.
I love the X series. That was good.
I never played the X series.
I played the Game Boy Advance ones, where it was like the digital world.
Oh, yeah. That was the one. We had Jack In and Jack On. And
Jack Off.
Jack Off? What?
Yeah, this game looks like it's definitely a retro-looking feel for it. Sprite-based. It looks like Contra kind of levels.
Hmm.
No lie.
Okay.
Sweet.
And maybe apparently there's traps in the game, it says.
Yeah. It's a trap.
Yeah. Wow, terrible.
Okay.
James Pond.
Who's that?
No.
That can't be right. Am I reading this
wrong?
Do you remember that game?
Yes.
It says James Pond, codenamed RoboCod. HD.
What?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about this game once I click on it.
That is old school.
Yeah, Robo says, the feisty little tadpole is back. His name is Pond. James Pond.
James Pond.
And he stars in this high-definition remake of the classic game, James Pond, codenamed RoboCod. So it literally is just going to be a reboot. Not a reboot, but a remake with polished graphics. I'm not going to get that crap.
All right.
I will pass.
Of course, there's Tom Clancy's Divicious.
That's a good one.
We talked about this the last episode because that was one of the games that I was like is going to bring everybody back to the same thing. We had a split, of course, with Smite people and the League of Legends people.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, The Division might be one of those games that brings us all back into the same range.
Divisious. On the PC?
No, on the Xbox One. That's what we're talking about right now. Terrible. We're getting Shoot Many Robots. Yeah, that's coming back.
That's shot enough for robots.
You know what's crazy, though? That game was free on the Xbox 360, and they're probably going to charge you a good $9 for it on the Xbox One when it comes out.
That'd be stupid.
I can see it happening, though.
They need to hurry up with that emulator so I can have all my free games.
And that's the smartest thing they would ever do.
You want to win a war, Microsoft? Do the emulator.
I don't know if you played this. It sounds like a sequel, but it's called Valiant Hearts, The Great War.
No way.
Yeah. That's what it's saying. Have you played this one?
No way.
Valiant Hearts, The Great War is a story of five-crossed destinies.
I actually heard of it, though. I think that was a PlayStation 2 game.
Valiant Hearts is a great...
I think you're thinking of a Vagrant Story.
Vagrant Story, yeah. That's not... This is Valiant Hearts.
Either that or it's a PSP game.
Well, let me read the description. Great War is a story of five crossed destinies and a broken love in a world torn apart. All of them will try to survive the horror of the trenches, following their faithful canine, followed by their faithful canine companion. Some Peter Molyneux must have made this game. In Valiant Hearts, the lives of all these characters.
You're gonna have a dog. The dog will grow.
Wow.
And Michael Vick.
Terrible.
No, you're gonna have a dog, and then he's gonna throw him in a trash can.
That's terrible. Just says friendship, love, sacrifice, and tragedy.
Murder.
Each one of them as they help each other out to retain their humanity against the horrors of war. It looks like its setting is like a World War II setting.
Release the dogs of war.
They actually have
release the barking.
I'm pretty sure that was that's gonna be. Blah, 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 blah.
No, this is new. Sequel. This is something. No, this is something totally new.
Because that sounds familiar, that title.
Looks like a 2D side-scroller.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's something definitely. They're made by Ubisoft Montpellier.
Something, something French.
Yeah.
Something, something Canadian.
It's an arcade game. So
archaic.
Yeah, arcade.
Something, something
baguette.
Cube. Director's Cut. Nobody cares.
Eh.
WWE 2K15.
Woo!
Nut Jitsu. Yeah, that one caught you by surprise, didn't it? By
Jizzle Physics.
By Ninja Bee.
Jizzle Physics.
Nut Jitsu. Enter the.
And I'll show you some Nut Jitsu.
Enter the Squirrel.
Oh, God.
That's terrible. Oh, God. We're not even going on that one.
Skip it.
That's so terrible. Of course, you got your basketball game, NBA 2K15 is coming out. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm not seeing a lot of exclusives.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, not that many. No. What was the failure of Titanfall?
Wow, that's terrible.
It was a hype, one day hype.
The Witcher 3.
Everybody I've ever talked to is down.
We got The Witcher 3. Anybody excited about that one?
It's pretty fun.
That's good. Okay. All right.
That's a good one.
I wasn't going to say that.
But. I don't know, man. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Woo! That's going to be a good one.
It's on the bottom of the list, but it says TBA.
Because nobody knows when it's coming out. That's why.
I don't know. Okay.
That's going to be good, though.
Pretty much. That sums it up.
Square Enix is way back to the top. Guys, you don't even understand.
No, I don't
you drop
so.
That.
I think.
And now you can put Marvel characters in there because Disney owns Marvel.
The only good thing is Destiny. The whole
and that
list,
whole
Destiny
list, thing. Really? That's so I mean, we've just done both. We've done both consoles. We did the PS4. We just did the Xbox One. Seems like there was a little more standout-ish stuff, and we didn't even get to finish all the Xbox, I mean, all the PS4 stuff.
But a lot of it's the same, though.
A lot of it is the same on both consoles. What's standing out?
Besides Destiny. And the Division.
Destiny and the Division? But that's both PC games, too. That's both PC games. When are we going to get something that's going to be like, I'm proud to have a console again, as opposed to the PC? We're all on the PC right now. What's going on? You got nothing, do you?
It's like
when a super virus destroys.
Wow, that's terrible.
That's when.
I don't know. I really want to get back on the consoles, but it's hard to get on these consoles when there is nothing to do.
Exactly. I think it's just like because everything's jaded because it's a lot of the same rehashings, redone, same ideas keep getting thrown out there with minor twists. It's
so then what do you think is going to take? A new IP altogether? Just something
new
brand
IP,
new?
Something new.
Something fresh.
I'm telling you, like if they come out with another type of crazy idea that hasn't been done, like a Minecraft or something, you know, like that groundbreaking.
But on the exclusive
on
the console?
On the console, then I think a lot more people will be excited.
Well, wrapping up the show here, people. Did you have a story about Warcraft?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's... I don't know. Is there a whole lot of room for more like brand new ideas? Because like
there's
almost everything has been done.
There's plenty of room. There's always room for new ideas. If you look at EverQuest Next, it's not really a new idea. Well, okay.
It's incorporating like
yeah, it's adding new things to an old idea. Maybe that's but it's something that everybody wanted, but they just haven't done because I guess technology wasn't powerful enough. Consoles do actually restrict people from doing things. You know, but I don't know. I really want to give the love to the console. That's why we did the show today. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But
just give me a bully too.
It is that time, people. We have to wrap this bad boy up. Thank you for listening. Thank Adam for
AdamCon 2014, baby.
What KettleCon?
Terrible. No. We will be back. Next week, of course, with a brand new episode from the same location. Actually, different location. This time we're going to go in somebody else's house.
We're just going to knock on
somebody's door.
We're going on tour, guys.
So stick around for a whole week. That means stick right by your computer for a whole week.
Don't even shower. Just stay in your own field.
Yeah, don't. That's disgusting, actually. You might want to shower
once
in a while.
Poo all over you, so.
And Corey will be back.
No, he won't. He's dead.
We'll see what happens. But thanks for listening. I'm Aaron Carter for Stephen Gutierrez and Jerry, way too long last name. I'll see you
Actually,
next.
Actually, I did have a story.
Oh, my gosh. I will see you next week, people.